appreciate so very much that good humble prayer, Brother Joe. That was heartfelt, and we know that those words carried to the portals of heaven themselves. It's such a so wonderful to be with you. A couple of days ago, Jen says, "How about going to Lubbock?" I knew she was going to say it, but that's it's a blessing to be here. I hope that lets you folks know how much we care for you. I've been thinking a lot lately about when a minister stands up here and looks out over a congregation, usually has something on his mind that will be uplifting, showing the power of God. But I've been thinking about the congregation some lately. The reason I say that, the Lord at one time was speaking to the Pharisees, and he was really on them because he told them that they neither understood the scripture nor the power of God. It's wonderful to stand before a people that do understand the intent of the scripture, uplifting God for what Christ has done for us. We understand grace, and we understand in our minor little way the power of God. Of course, we can't understand the magnificence of that, but we do understand that he spoke this world into existence, that he created the heavens and the earth. We understand that power because our source book is the Bible. And I have so many times spoken to people, and a good question, by the way, is what's your source? You know, usually it's some outdated, uninspired textbook, you know. But our source is the Bible. Scoffers will say, as 2 Peter 3 and 4, 3rd chapter, 3rd and 4th verse say, scoffers will make fun of that. Where is the promise of his coming? Those type of things. Don't ever let that bother you, because your source is the power of God. The very words that he placed upon this for us to read. So it's the inspired word of God is our source, regardless of what anyone else thinks about that. Paul told that church at Corinth over in 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter and the 3rd and 4th verses, that the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, he take the wise in their own craftiness. Now, the wisdom of this world, where is your wisdom? Your wisdom comes from the inspired word of God, what he had done. You know, when we read that and about taking the wise in their own craftiness, that's easier to do than you might think. Don't ever let that, because what is their source? Well, man, you know, or some other thing other than the inspired word of God, because they can never, ever prove your source wrong. I didn't realize how easy it is sometimes to get them, taking them in their own craftiness. Job said that, by the way, in the 5th chapter and the 13th verse, or Psalms, I guess. But when we understand that it is he, that it is you, that when you discuss it with each other, when you talk about the Bible, your source is the inspired word of God, you have the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that all the rest of the world do not have. One of our former presidents on his very last speech one time says, you know, they call me the great communicator. This president said, I'm not. I just communicate a great message. That's what we do one with another. That's what Elder Ferries or whoever it is stands up here. We'll be communicating a great message. Always look, and I've thought this many times, I want you to consider this. When you go to a big meeting, there may be a dozen or more preachers. It's natural for us to want to hear some other over others. I mean, that's maybe I'm just speaking of me, because there's some that seem more eloquent in those kind of things. Don't listen. Don't look at that man. Listen to his message, because he will communicate whoever it is a wonderful, great message. One of the greatest blessings a minister can have, and I've heard this before. Someone will talk to me about having gone to a great meeting. I heard the most wonderful message on grace. Well, who preached it? I don't know, you know. See, if you're thinking about the man, you're looking at the wrong thing. Look at the message that they're preaching, and you will enjoy every single minister that gets up before you, because their message will be from God's written word. So communicating one with another, you have the wisdom of this. This world is foolishness, and it is, regardless of what they think. But when you're talking about the Bible one to another, you are the great communicator, even if you think, I don't understand all about the Bible. Guess what? I don't either. You know? None of God's children do, but we're communicating a great message one to another. I heard the preacher say, introduce just for a few minutes, no applause, please, but that's what we're going to do. Come forward.